Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. The Panthers and the Philadelphia Flyers tonight in Philadelphia. 7 o'clock face-off for all of you tuning in across the Eastern time zone. We'll have Panthers preview beginning at 6:30 across the Panthers Radio Network, so you don't want to miss any of that. That's coming up tonight when the Panthers take on the Philadelphia Flyers for the first time this season, second road game of the campaign for the Panthers coming up a little bit later on tonight. And then for the Panthers, it'll be back home to FLA Live Arena coming up on Monday night at 7 o'clock. The Panthers will entertain the Arizona Coyotes. Of course, we'll have it all across the Panthers Radio Network, but we'd love to see you out at FLA Live Arena coming up on Monday evening. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK, the number to call to get your tickets. And Panthers fans, the all-new Premier Plan. It's on sale now for the 21-22 season. This plan offers South Florida fans the chance to receive access to the best games of the season, which include weekend games, holiday games, and all Premier opponents. For more information or to purchase, go to FloridaPanthers.com. Well, special guest joining us here this segment, and I think she's graduated past special guest status. We can call her friend of the program from Bally Sports Florida, from FloridaPanthers.com. You know Katie Gause. She's stopping by here on the show right now. And well, Katie, first things first, thanks for coming on the show as always, but you got to be excited about this start the Panthers are off to, the first 4-0-0 start in team history.
Yeah, absolutely. And first of all, I just want to say, very excited about this upgrade in status. Being a official friend of the program is
a promotion, if you will.
Basically what everyone aspires and dreams of. So thank you for that opportunity. So excited about this start. And it almost feels surreal because you're watching this team and you're seeing everything go right. And you're just thinking, whoa, this is it. These guys really are doing something special. And I know it's four games, but you have to start somewhere. And this is the best place to be doing it. 4-0-0 for the first time. I think they've also got 18 goals now through four games, which is a franchise record. I mean, everything is clicking offensively. We're starting to see the power play come alive, which is great. And of course, the goaltending. I mean, that is something for everyone that's a South Florida hockey fan has waited for year after year, and we've seen, you know, stretches, but right now it just seems like we have one of the best goalie tandems, and Sergei Bobrovsky getting his 300th win, just kudos to him, really looking like a different goalie this season, and I can't wait to see where that goes.
Yeah, he's playing at an all-world level right now, and obviously Spencer Knight looked great back on Tuesday night against the Tampa Bay Lightning, and he made a little bit of history as well, becoming just the 11th goalie in NHL history to win his first five regular season games. So from the back outward, everything going well for the Florida Panthers, and Billy Lindsay and I talked about it on the broadcast after that game against the Avalanche, after the last game, that 4-1 victory at FLA Live Arena back on Thursday night, when we were going through the three stars of the game, and it seems like a recurring theme every night. You could go so many different directions. It's almost a shame that you can only narrow it down to three guys, because these have been full team efforts, and the attack has just been relentless every night from everybody.
Yeah, and I think one of the funny parts is I was talking to my mom about this. She's like, you know what? You haven't even necessarily gotten Huberto going yet. And he's, you know, he hasn't even gotten a goal yet. Barkov is contributing, but not necessarily. I mean, it's just amazing. Like, what a great problem to have that, you know, some of the guys you expect to see leading your team aren't necessarily even doing so, still making an impact. But you've got Sam Bennett, Carter Verhaeghe, Reinhardt getting on the board, Anton Lundell making a great impact. I mean, when you're talking about third line guys that are winning you games, second line guys, I mean, this team has a really, really good situation on their hands in terms of depth.
Yeah, 5-on-5 dominance, and we've seen that every night as well. Katie Gause joining us here on the Panthers Insider Show this morning. Want to ask you about Sam Reinhart, because I know you had a chance to chat with him during the game the other night when the Panthers beat the Avalanche on Thursday evening, and now he has 3 points over his last two games. He's gotten his first goal out of the way as a member of the Panthers, scored to open things up back on Thursday night. Just looks like a guy who's really settling in now with his new team.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he even said as much. You know, he's getting comfortable. He's getting to that point. You know, he certainly had all of the skills, but you've got to remember, I mean, joining a new team, playing a new system, it's an adjustment. And he's coming from a Buffalo team where, you know, maybe it was a little bit more of a plodding style of play. This fast-paced Panthers hockey is not something you can just snap your fingers and adjust to. But we've seen it happen over the course of the four games now. He's clearly finding his stride, finding his groove, figuring out the systems, getting comfortable. And I've loved the way that he and Anton Lundell just seem to, you know, for whatever reason, really mesh well out on the ice. I asked him about it. What do you guys like? What compliments do you have to each other? And he just, you know, credited, you know, Lundell's smarts and his hockey IQ and their ability to just really read each other so well. But, you know, Sam Reinhart, if he can heat up, I mean, I think we predicted he could be a goal leader this season. So certainly off to a good start now that he's getting settled in.
Yeah, 25 goals last season for a Buffalo team that had a hard time getting the offense going consistently. And this season, he's put together a couple of nice games in a row. And I think everybody on the team has done a little bit of the same. You had a chance to talk to Sam Bennett as well. And of course, he had the hat trick in that win over the Islanders. But here in the early stages, leading the Panthers in goals, picking up right where he left off last season. And you get a sense that, you know, last year or in his previous seasons as a member of the Calgary Flames may have just not had that defined role. But since he's shown up as a member of the Panthers, he has had a defined role, and he's been the center on that second line, and he's just taken the ball and run with it since he's arrived.
Yeah, Steve Goldstein on the broadcast, I loved it. He called him the Sam's Club, which I thought was very clever. But he actually tweeted out this stat last night saying that in the time that he's been with the Panthers since getting traded from Calgary, he's got 10 goals, 19 points in 14 games. That is fantastic. And I think it's very obvious that I don't know if there's ever been a better case of a guy just really loving, thriving, and taking full advantage of that change of scenery. It has done wonders for him. And when I asked him about, you know, the offense and the firepower we've seen, he kind of just laughed and he said, yeah, it's really fun. I mean, these guys are having a good time. Their chemistry is there. They, you know, they hit the ground running from where they left off. And with the way it's looking so far, once Huberto gets going, we still haven't seen Owen Tippett. You know, I'm expecting to see him getting on the board. That second line is going to have a lot of fun this season.
Yeah, it's the Panthers Insider Show this morning. Katie Gause here with us. Panthers and the Philadelphia Flyers tonight at 7 o'clock. Panthers, of course, off to a very nice 4-0 start, calling it very nice. A bit of an understatement. We said the other night during the three stars with Sam Bennett, Sam Reinhart being on the three stars, if your name was Sam, you had a pretty good chance of being named to the three stars. Sergei Bobrovsky was on there, too. So if your first name started with an S, you had a pretty good chance of getting on the three stars the other night. Want to go back, though, earlier in the week, though, Katie, to another guy whose first name starts with an S, Spencer Knight, against the Tampa Bay Lightning back on Tuesday, put together yet another solid start against a big-time opponent, winning again in the regular season, up to 5-0-0 in his young career in the regular season. And it seems like he just looks like a guy who's been in the league for 10 years. And I know we say this every time. We're probably saying a lot of the same stuff when we talk about Spencer Knight, but he's earning every bit of the praise that he's getting at this early stage of his NHL career.
Yeah, absolutely. I did a story on it, actually, in the Colorado game in the pregame, and we just talked about how he's already got five consecutive wins to start his career on a list with guys along the names of Ken Dryden, Martin Jones, Frederick Anderson. I mean, he's in good company, and he's just getting started. He's 20 years old. It is so hard to believe it when you see the calmness and the confidence. But when I mentioned that stat, you know, that little history tidbit to Q, he wasn't surprised. He said, you know, even going back to the conversations they had with Spencer when he was still in college and they were, you know, just feeling him out and getting to know him as a player, you know, kind of planning for his future. He said he shows up to the meetings. He's just got so much interest and so much awareness and so much confidence. And to put it, in, you know, lightly, he just said, you know, there's not much that this kid can't handle. And we saw that. He made save after save against the Lightning, many of them coming against the captain, Steven Stamkos, who's been red hot. And he said in the post game, yeah, I like playing against the best. And if you want to be the best, you have to beat the best. And Spencer Knight certainly has absolutely no problem. It looks like he actually thrives doing that.
And when you've talked to different members of the team, you've heard from Joel Quenneville, obviously, anything you picked up, it seems like everybody was excited to be able to go up against the teams that the Panthers have seen here early in the year. There were a lot of stiff tests. I mean, we can rattle them all off right now, but opening against Pittsburgh, certainly no slouch. The Islanders, a team that a lot of folks pegged to potentially win the Metro. The Tampa Bay Lightning have won two cups in a row. And Colorado coming in as the betting favorite preseason to win the Stanley Cup, according to the folks in Las Vegas. So the Panthers have passed all four tests here. They're going to go up against a tough Philadelphia team tonight. But you get the sense that everybody likes the idea that they've been able to match up against some of the league's best early in the year, see where things stand.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think we always use the term it's a good measuring stick, but I mean, your first couple games being all really genuinely solid contenders, it's great when you win, but it's still hard planning for that. And I mean, to go into those games and to have to really, you know that you're going to have a test is no easy task, but I actually think that it has played into the Panthers' favor. Getting to really get pumped up for games, not to say that you should ever take a game in this league lightly, right? Mm-hmm. But there are teams right now who are genuinely struggling, and maybe playing against this high level has actually elevated the Panthers even more, because you know what, we've seen it. It happens all the time. You play against a team that's struggling, you let your foot off the gas, you don't play your best hockey. So to be facing tough opponents and knowing they're going to have to be their best right out of the gate has probably put the Panthers in a position where every night they're showing up, and that might carry over into some of the games coming up where maybe it isn't, you know, the best team in the league or the back-to-back champion, whatever you want to call it. But when you look ahead, Doug, it doesn't look like the schedule's really getting that much easier. So, you know, between all the divisions and getting back to these teams across the league, you know, I think the Panthers are going to, you know, have a lot of work to do every night, but they certainly know how to handle it.
Yeah, the Panthers have Philadelphia coming up tonight at 7 o'clock. As we mentioned, you can hear it across the radio network. Panthers previews at 6:30. Panthers will host the Coyotes, a team that's in a rebuild, in transition, coming up on Monday night at 7 at FLA Live Arena when they return home from this brief one-game trip. Wednesday night, the Panthers will have the Boston Bruins at home, and then it's off to the road for a quick trip to Detroit Friday night and Boston a week from tonight. So that's how the upcoming schedule lines up. And as you mentioned, Katie, there really is an easy night in the National Hockey League. Jonathan Huberdeau said as much after the morning skate the other day on Thursday that, you know, if you're not careful, every team out there has players and has the skill level to beat you. So you certainly have to be careful against each and every team that you play. Tonight against Philadelphia, anything that you're looking for going up against a Flyers team? I know the first thing you think of, Philadelphia, regardless of how the Flyers are doing, it's always a tough environment to go into.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, growing up in Pittsburgh, I got some of the best, you know, Penguin-Flyer matchups ever, and you know that they're a team that no matter what, you know, who is on their roster, they're going to work hard, they're going to be physical, they're going to play gritty. I think coming off of last season where they probably struggled a little more unexpectedly, they've really had a good start to this year. Will be interesting to see the first battle between the Panthers and Keith Yandel since he departed from South Florida. So there's a lot of things to watch for, but ultimately, and I think the Panthers have said as much, they're focusing on what's going on in their room and the systems and the game plans that they have. I don't necessarily see them worrying too much about the opponent, focusing more on just what their game is, but looking forward to seeing them. Rasmus Ristolainen back on that blue line now for them. You know, he's a powerhouse. Ivan Provorov, they've got Carter Hart in net. Would be interesting to see if, you know, we do see Spencer Knight, a matchup of those two young goaltenders, but with the way Bob's playing, wouldn't be shocked to see him getting in there as well. A lot of things to be excited about. I think every game this season you're going to be pumped about the Panthers because there's just so much to watch for.
Yeah, Philadelphia, you mentioned a retooled blue line for them, to say the least. Still some of the household names that you've come to know over the last few seasons. The Panthers have a household name developing, and that's really the last thing I want to get to here with you, Katie. But Anton Lundell, we liked what we saw in the preseason and in camp, and now since the regular season has gotten going, it's amazing. We talk about Spencer Knight looking like a guy who's been in the National Hockey League for 10 years. I think the same thing goes for Anton Lundell here at this early stage. He's consistently leading Panthers forwards in shorthanded time on ice, which shows how much the coaching staff trusts him every night. He's putting points on the board. He's got 4 points the last two games and really not getting power play time, so he's doing it all at 5-on-5, which really is just kind of a microcosm of what the Panthers have done so far, is just dominate teams at 5-on-5. He's getting a lot done in that part of the game. Seems to be right in the middle of something every time he's on the ice, and his smarts, his hockey IQ, Bill Zito's called him a cerebral player. That shows through on every shift. Another guy that's just really impressed us here. And again, we have to remind everybody, he's developing. He's still 20 years old. But at this early stage, you got to be impressed with what you've seen.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, what also stands out is to earn Coach Q's, you know, confidence and trust this early, you know, is not an easy task. It takes time. You know, he is such a good coach and a good evaluator. So whatever he's seeing, you know, you really have to be excited and believe in that, because if he's putting him out there, you know, it's for a reason. And so what I liked about his play is you seem to notice it. And Randy Moeller mentioned this on the broadcast. Every shift that he's on the ice, he's doing at least one thing positive. And I loved the way he said that, because it's true. Whether it was just winning a faceoff, just making a good pass, making a smart play, he's always bringing at least one good thing to every single shift he's out there. And we've seen it, you know, the face-off wins. I think he was over 60%. And shout out to Jameson Olive for making that bold prediction. It's so far, he's rolling on it. It seems to be good, but it's true. The way he plays, you can see the smarts. What stands out to me is that, you know, he has the smarts, but how calm he is. And that's another thing we talk about with Spencer, but to be in these situations against these high, you know, high-level teams and these world-class athletes at his age, and just calmly make the decisions and not rush or feel pressured and just trust his instincts, I think that's what it is. His instincts are that good. His hockey IQ is that good. So he's leaning on that. He's doing what he knows, and it is showing every single shift. He is so smart with the puck. He is great on that PK. Some of the stick work he had in the game against the Avalanche when he picked the puck right off of Cale Makar. Yeah, ever heard of him? Pretty good player. And he picked his pocket like it was nothing. Just really great anticipation, really great hockey sense. And like you said, it's early. There are going to be off nights. He's a young kid, but holy smokes, certainly a great start.
Yeah, he's been a lot of fun to watch. Well, tonight you can catch Katie Gause on the Panthers telecast on Bally Sports Florida. You can see the Panthers and the Flyers tonight at 7 o'clock. Of course, we'll have it all across the radio network as well. Katie Gause, now friend of the program here on the Panthers Insider Show. Congratulations on your promotion, and we look forward to having you back again soon. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Doug. Very excited. I can't wait. I'm going to need like a badge or something, like a little special patch that says friend of the program.
Yeah, we're getting membership cards made, so we'll make sure to hand out one of those when they come in the mail. But Katie Gause, friend of the program here on the Panthers Insider Show, kind enough to take some time out for us. So Katie, we thank you very much for stopping by. Panthers and the Flyers coming up tonight at 7 o'clock. Get the ultimate flexibility this season. Build a plan that fits your schedule. Simply select a minimum 20 tickets using any combination of games and seats. For more information or to purchase tickets, go to floridapanthers.com/flex or call 954-835-PUCK. That's the Florida Panthers flex plan. Coming up next, we will hear a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast. Katie and I had a chance to sit down with Panthers defenseman Mackenzie Weegar, so we'll reset to that coming up on the other side of the break. Get you ready for the Panthers and the Flyers tonight at 7 p.m. We'll be back with more, folks. This is the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.